An acclaimed director is bringing new life to a modern classic at the Huntington Theater Company in Boston. Director Lizelle Tommy has cast a production of Top Girls with mostly women of color. WBUR's Maria Garcia tells us how the play explores the ways capitalism shapes the lives of women.
Not me, sorry.
To sit in a rehearsal of Top Girls at the Huntington is to sit among an entire cast and crew of women.
And what I decided to do with this production is cast a lot of women of color, primarily Latina and Asian women, who under normal circumstances wouldn't have access to a show like this.
That's director Lizelle Tommy, a rising star who works both on stage and on screen. She was recently chosen to direct Trevor Noah's upcoming biopic, and in 2016, she became the only Black woman nominated for a Tony Award for Best Direction of a Play. Tommy is known for taking classic plays and transforming them through a new lens with Black and brown bodies on stage.
Some people love it. They feel transported. They feel like they're seeing and hearing the play in a whole new way. And then there are other people who they feel rage, and you can see it from the letters that they write.
This time, Tommy is reimagining the beloved early 80s play Top Girls. It's half surrealism, half commentary about a young British woman named Marlene celebrating a big job promotion in a man's world. The play explores what women gain and lose when they climb to a higher class status in a capitalist society. As a director, Tommy tries to interpret playwright Carol Churchill's broader message.
Our protagonist, Marlene, feels really empowered, like she's about to take over the world because of this promotion. But I think what she's sort of talking about is, you, unless you're breaking the structures, the societal structures, we're still living in a sexist and racist society. And how are you, as you're moving up through that society, making it better or maintaining the status quo?
Tommy is known for her innovative, often unconventional, and rigorous methods when working with actors.
And for me, it's about just tearing away any layer of separation between the actor and the character.
In early rehearsals, she asked actresses to read their lines in working-class accents that were most familiar to them before speaking the British accent the play calls for. Lead actress Carmen Sillas, who's Mexican-American, found herself tapping into a way of speaking that sounded like her childhood, going to school in mostly Latino Jamaica Plain.
I started talking like this when I went to third grade, and I talked like this until I was in about seventh grade. But I also developed like a sort of feeling about what that meant, like who that person was.
This exercise forced Sillas to reckon with feelings of internalized racism. You see, Sillas attended high-performing, all-white private school, where she was the only Latina, until third grade, when she moved to a mostly Latino, low-income public school in JP.
As a kid, I didn't understand. I just, you know, I was like, these kids aren't that smart. How weird. I developed internalized racism that I really had to deconstruct as an older person.
Speaking in the working-class accent closest to her allowed Sillas to access Marlene's character in an intimate way. Sillas understands what it's like to traverse class and hold on to biases.
There's a section of the play where Marlene says, I hate the working class. I don't like the way they talk. I don't like beer guts and football vomit. But in my mind, I was like, well, I can get that. I'm like, I don't like arroz con gandules, and I don't like mommy and papi. And like, it was kind of crazy to come full circle on that and go, wow, I did a lot of work to undo that, but Marlene has not done this work.
For Tommy, the director, this kind of intense work with actors of color brings a new weight on stage. Her process is influenced by her own background. Born in South Africa under apartheid, she came to the Boston area at the age of 15.
And it took me a long time to find my way in because I came from an extremely political background, you know, and from a place that was in the middle of enormous upheaval. And it was all we spoke about. And then, you know, you come to the States and people don't even know what apartheid is. It's very painful.
At Newton North High School, Tommy discovered theater, and it became the outlet for her interests in politics, history, and feminism. I attend the first performance of Top Girls, and it's a revelation. Funny, tragic, surreal. The play feels like a dream. I remember something actress Carmen Sillas told me about how working with women, especially women of color, differs from other acting jobs.
I can just relax and focus on the work, which I find myself in other rooms feeling like I have to speak up a lot more to sort of make it known that I'm someone to be taken seriously or that I have intelligent thoughts.
Maybe this is what art can be if women of color weren't burdened with having to undo the sexist or racist prejudices around them. If they could just be artists and not constant crusaders. If so, Liesl Tommy is leading the way. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.